Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahilladzi khalaqal khalqa fa'ahsahum adada. Wa asyhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la syarika lah. Lam yattakhidh sahibatan wala walada. In kullu man fis samawati wal ardi illa ati rahmani abda. Laqad ahsahum wa addahum adda. Wa kulluhum atihi yawmal qiyamati farda. Wa asyhadu anna sayyidana habibana Muhammad bin Abdullah Abdullahi wa rasuluh imamul huda wa tuqa arsalahu Allahu bil haqqi basyiran wa nadhira wa hadiyan bi idznihi wa sirajan munira. Yaqulu rabbuna jalla wa ala fi muhkami tanzil: ya ayyuhalladzina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wa yaqulu aidan: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. ويقول أيضا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وبعد. We give praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, the one who has blessed us with countless of his favors and bounties. And we send salutation on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's final messenger to mankind. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, today, inshallah, I would like to remind myself anew about a verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we reflect on the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken out souls from the darkness to light. He has taken out souls from the brink of hellfire into paradise. With this book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down, it is in there we can find promises and warnings. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was among the last of his advice to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah. A verse that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not live long after. A verse that reminds us about a day that we so often forget. A verse that reminds us about a promised day, that when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A verse that reminds us about our account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabbul Arbab. The verse that comprises of two great paths, two great parts. As for the first, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Be conscious of a day that you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, so often do we hear about the passing of our loved ones, somebody that we know, but how we are preparing for such day. The day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take us to task. A day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for each and every one of us, young or old, rich or poor, noble or despised. We will have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give an account of our lives, how we have spent it on the face of this earth. But my brothers and sisters, before that day, there is a moment when mankind would cast his last glance at his loved ones, his children, his brothers and sisters, his wife or husband, his parents, and those loved ones around him. When mankind would be in the last stage of this life and the first of the hereafter, how would that day be? When death is before us, what would be our thinking? There would be no return. Yet we are hoping that day we realize the insignificance of this world that we are living. We would realize this world would be coming to an end for us. But there is no returning. As many would say, Rabbi Jiruni la'alli a'malu salihan fima tarakt. We would ask, O our Lord, cause us to be returned so that we can do good actions. But there is no returning. This is the life that we have. This is the world that we are living in today. So we prepare ourselves for that great day. Because on that day, as we are lying there, then we realize and we will hope that all our actions, all our words were kind and noble words. Our actions were good deeds. We will regret every moment that we waste, every moment that we spent without thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, how many people have passed away? How many people have passed on and gone beyond? And what have they become? They have become history. We don't hear about them much. Think about ourselves. When was the last time we mentioned about our great grandparents? We don't. Similarly, we will become history. No one would mention about us. So, my brothers and sisters, let us utilize this life that we have with us. Let us utilize the strength that we have with us, pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in preparation for that great day, the day that we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, none of us knows what the reality of the grave is. There are many graves in dark places, far away from human habitation, yet there are lights, there are enjoyment and bliss in it, and there are graves where there are lights and people go around them and people are there, but in it there are punishment. None of us knows. So let us reflect and think how we want our graves to be. We can only hope. We can only hope and pray and do good actions. So inshallah, our graves can be a rawdatun min riyadil jannah, a garden from the gardens of paradise. My brothers and sisters, this great moment when we will transfer from this world to the hereafter, going to our graves, we reflect upon it. What we will receive there, what will happen to us when the angel of death comes to visit us, how would he call, what would be that call on that day? When our time has come, would he call, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila radiyatin ila rabbin radin ank? Would he call out, O tranquil soul, come out to a Lord that is well pleased with you? Or what would it say, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul khabitha ikhriji ila sakatim min rabbik? Would it say, O despised soul, come out to the anger of your Lord? Then we'll be placed in a strange land. a land of grave, where we will spend some time waiting for that great promised day, the day of Nushur, the day of judgment, the day when we'll go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the announcer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would proclaim and the graves would burst and everyone would come out for the judgment in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, when we will give an account of our lives, when we will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though He knows everything, how we spend our lives on the face of this earth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would question us, we will wish for a good action. A man would approach his child, mentioning to him all the good that he had done, working for him, earning and providing for the family. The mother would remind the child of the sleepless night that she went through, suckling that child. But what would happen? Every one of us would say, myself, myself. No one would be concerned about anyone else, because everyone would want to save himself or herself. We not care about anyone. We'd flee from one another. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِي وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On that day, a man shall flee from his brother, from his mother and his father, from his wife and his children. Every soul would have that which would be enough for him. Everyone would be myself, myself, myself. So think about it. Many times, when the time of prayer comes, and we are busy with some actions, and we are told about it, oh, I'm trying to gain some extra job, some extra work for my children, I'm doing this for my children. My brothers and sisters, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, this is the life that we live here, so we have to prepare ourselves well for it. But at the same time, it should not come at the expense of the hereafter. Because that is the hereafter, the everlasting life. The life that we will spend there forever. And there is two places. There are two places. No third. Imma Jannah wa Imma Jahannam. It is either paradise or hellfire. Either paradise or hellfire. And we ask ourselves, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us for account, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put a seal on the mouth. He would put a seal on the mouth, and our body parts would testify against us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would question the eyes. And as for those pious, good, noble souls, when they would answer, my Lord, your servant used to stay awake at night, crying in front of you, asking of your forgiveness and your mercy, remembering about you. And the hands would say, my Lord, how much good had this hands done? And the feet would say the same thing, how many places of goodness that it had went. And the tongue would testify to the remembrance and the recitation of the Quran. But my brothers and sisters, if we are the opposite of that, what would our hands say? What would our eyes say? Think about it. What would our tongues have to say? Because we'll not be able to tell lies. We'll not be able to conceal anything. Everything would be made clear there in front of us. We ask ourselves, my brothers and sisters, on the day when we'll stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our records are brought forth, our deeds and actions, what we have done on the face of this earth is presented before us. It is there for us to see. What can we doubt from it? What can we deny in front the most just? There's nothing for us to deny. What we ask ourselves on that day, in which hand would we receive our books? Our book of records. Is it our right hand? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُكْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَهِ. On that day, when the one is given his book of deeds in his right hand, he would shout on the top of his voice, and it would be present there, the first of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of creation and the last of them. Everyone, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the last of human being. Everyone would be presented there. And that individual would shout on the top of his voice, read my book, read my book. I think I would have been taken to task. I would be taken to account, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked about someone taken to task by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that it would be indeed difficult. So that is why that individual was so happy. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. He would have a happy and a pleasant life. Fi jannatin aliyah, in an elevated paradise of garden of bliss. Why? For what he had spent on the face of this earth. He was fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was praying for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was giving in charity and pay his rightful zakah. He was doing good actions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, my brothers and sisters, no matter how small our actions are, no matter how small it is, let us do it sincerely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for it, inshallah. On the other hand, as for him who is given his book of deeds in his left hand, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَهِ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ. He would wish and hope that he was not given his book. He would wish that there was no book to be presented to him. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهِ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهِ. Two things that we all vie for in the face of this earth. Halaka anni maliya. Ma agna anni maliya. My wealth has not benefited me. We all strive for this world. We all try to gather and gather and gather. Grabbing and grabbing. And in some case taking up the rights of others. Just so that we can get more and more and more. But what would happen on that day if we keep the wealth to ourselves? If we keep it to ourselves, it will not benefit us. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَةً. My wealth has not benefited me. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَةً. Status and position. Status and position. Many of us fight so that we can become better than the other person in society. We look for recognition. But on that day, on that great day before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our status would not benefit us. We can be how big a king he is. If our actions are not correct, our position and status would not help us. So my brothers and sisters, let us reflect on this life that we have. We don't know if it is a day or a moment, or 5 years or 100 years from today. But we should always prepare ourselves. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Take account, take a stock of yourselves before account is taken of you. So let us get into the practice that every night as we lie on our bed, we reflect on our day's work. What have I done to gain nearness to paradise? Or what have I done that has taken me to hellfire, that I can change it and I can do a little more good? And let us try to increase on our daily good, so that inshallah our actions inshallah on that great day would be noble, and that we will be able to enter into the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa quli qawli hadha wastaghfir min kulli dhanb fastaghfiruhu innahu ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وعلمنا الحكمة والإيمان وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد بن عبد الله ورسوله إمام الهدى والتقى. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many advices, and let us look forward for those good actions that we can do. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat ligad. O you who believe, let us look forward what we are sending forward for us for that day that we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us reflect and do the good actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also encourage us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. O you who believe, remember Allah abundantly. Remember Allah abundantly. These are some of the things that inshallah, if we are involved in, it would lead us to paradise. It would lead us to good actions, because how can somebody be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think about doing evil? When he say Bismillah and he is going to steal, or he's saying Bismillah and he's doing something wrong, it becomes more difficult. So let us reflect about our lives, and let our lives be accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah, so that we can gain the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for his noble and blessed souls, of those individuals who are the doer of good actions, for the salihin. Yaqulu rabbuna jalla wa ala fi muhkam tanzil inna allaha malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima wa yaqulu rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man salla alayya salatan wahida sallallahu bi ashara allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik wa anim ala abdika rasulika muhammad wa ala al khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdina min ba'di Abi Bakr, Umar, wa Uthman, wa Ali, wa Sayyid Ashabihi, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadait, wa afina fi man afait, wa tawallana fi man tawallait, wa barik lana fi ma atait, wa qina wa sirfanna bi rahmatika sharra ma qadait, fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk, wa la yathilu man walayt, wa la ya'izu man adayt, tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayt. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin, wa adhil shirk al-Mushrikina, ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر جميع الموتى المسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا شفاء كاملا من عندك يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر بعيثكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكر كثيرا يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر لو كانوا تسمعون كم الصلاة